This is Radio Guy Reflections 3W News. The wacky, the weird, and the wild news that affects us each and every day. Today on the 3W News, toilets on parade. Life can be a beach, and goblins aren't just for Halloween anymore. 3W News is brought to you by daysvoiceworks.com. Find out how Day's voice can go to work for you. Up next, let's go to San Francisco.
We're on the radio.
So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide and say, "Give it to me straight, doctor, I can take it."
We're always talking about radio.
Radio talk.
Even that's the stories that we're telling. That was when radio was gone.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
I mean, we are a bunch of weird people.
You seem to know what you're doing.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
This is Radio Guy Reflections. Reflections.
This following program is dedicated to the city and people of San Francisco, who may not know it, but they are beautiful, and so is their city.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
The city of San Francisco has been battling some bad publicity after the city's homeless population grew and public facilities, or bathrooms, just couldn't keep up. So many of the homeless population said, you know, you gotta go when you gotta go, and they goed where they went.
Oh, really?
Vacant lots, tent cities became a dumping ground, so to speak, for human dumps. And now San Francisco is trying to clean up its image by installing more public bathrooms. State-of-the-art bathrooms that cost $1.7 million to build and install.
Well, let's start the insanity.
Yes, $1.7 million for a bathroom. The toilets are huge, kind of look metallic on the outside, and that's by design. It's made to look like a metallic sculpture. They have modern features like self-cleaning floors and aroma scents to, well, take care of certain aromas. And under lots of fanfare, the first $1.7 million bathroom was installed, kind of looking like modern art to take care of that age-old problem. What to do with your doo-doo? Fox News reported that some people had trouble understanding how to use the facility, so some modern-day bathroom attendants had to be hired to stand by to help navigate the new bathroom technology. The bathroom had one major problem. It broke down and had to be closed after just 3 days of use. That's when the self-cleaning floor mechanism broke. 3 days, $1.7 million. Operating costs for the toilet, almost $567,000 a day. City officials seem to be a little embarrassed by the malfunctioning money-flushing machines. You could say the city has egg, or at least I hope it's egg, on their faces. Up next on the 3W News, what is that on the beach? Daysvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. Find podcasts there, like my Radio Guy Reflections podcast, where I get to talk to other radio people about their careers and what's going on in the world of radio. How about some turnbuckle trash? I am joined by Chris Evans and Zane Peterson. We just talk about professional wrestling. And then there's the 3W News. 3W News is the weird, the wacky, and the wild news that might have escaped your everyday newscast, but we have it here on the 3W News, which is part of Radio Guy Reflections. Check out some of the celebrity interviews I've done over the years, and we have special musical salutes for different holidays, and coming soon, some comedy. It's all at daysvoiceworks.com. When you spell works, it's W-O-R-X. In Florida, near Daytona Beach, there is a mystery just offshore. Officials just don't know what that mystery is. County officials said in a series of statements by email, they say the object became visible in part because of beach erosion caused by Hurricanes Nicole and Hurricane Ian. The object is at least 80 feet long. It appears to be made from a combination of wood and metal. But because the object is just offshore and not visible during high tide, dive teams are examining the find. Theories about what the object is: it might be a barrier, a shipwreck, a portion of an old pier, or, this is the one I kind of like, spectator seating from when NASCAR had the Daytona 500 right there on the beach. Up next on the 3W News, words.
All I can hear are those words that never were true, spoken to help nobody but you.
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
This isn't a social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the Elders before a fight playing with Jackson juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Every year, the Oxford Dictionary picks a word of the year. And this year's winner is two words. Yes, the two words that combine to make the one word of the year, according to the Oxford Dictionary, goblin mode. Oxford Dictionary says it's a term of a type of behavior which is unapologetic, self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations. That is perfect. That's the perfect word for 2022. Goblin mode.
Award so prestigious that it recently won the Award of the Year award.
Last week, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary announced that its word of the year was gaslighting. Defined, psychological manipulation intended to make a person question the validity of their own thoughts.
Come on, baby, tell me what's the word. Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner, a winner.
When you come to the South, we have words like yumpty.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Right up. I like this word a lot. All right.
More than words.
Every day you hear somebody say, "Hey, G yet? No, G? You don't too? All right.
It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
And that's today's 3W News presented by daysvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. That's daysvoiceworks.com. Don't forget to check out the other podcasts, include Radio Guy Reflections, where I talk to other radio people about radio, and Turnbuckle Trash, all about the crazy world of professional wrestling. I'm Dave Denton. See you next time on the 3W News. Somebody get... Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Not in San Francisco.